Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When it comes to accomplishing deft aerobatic maneuvers, aerial drones still aren't as good as birds and other flying animals, though engineers are working on it. And they're also working on another avian feat of agility, the ability to land and perch on just about any object or surface, ranging from tree branches to telephone wires, without falling off. This is perhaps more complicated than it sounds. Gripping random surfaces is easy for many birds and other animals, including many humans, but it's difficult for robots. Think about how you grip, say, a door handle or a coffee cup. You have to figure out where the object is and how wide to open your hand, and how to close your hand around it, and how tightly to close your hand without breaking the handle or the cup, or breaking your hand for that matter. It's not easy for all humans. Now, imagine you were trying to balance on that object that you're gripping. But researchers at Stanford University have developed a device called a stereotyped nature-inspired aerial grasper, or SNAG for short, that can be attached to a quadcopter drone to give it feet and legs resembling those of a falcon. When equipped with the device, the drone is able to not just fly around, but catch and carry objects, and then perch on various surfaces. Of course, duplicating the agility of birds wasn't easy to do. The researchers shot video of small parrots flying back and forth between special perches that contained sensors to measure the physical forces of landing, perching, and takeoff. One of the researchers, William Roderick, explained in a Stanford news release in December of 2021, what surprised us was that the birds did the same aerial maneuvers no matter what surfaces they were landing on. They let the feet handle the variability and complexity of the surface texture itself. Giving a drone similar abilities required technological ingenuity. A snag has a 3D printed structure that emulates a falcon's lightweight bones, and each of its legs is equipped with one motor for moving back and forth and a second one for grasping. Mechanisms in the robot's legs are designed to absorb impact energy and passively convert it into grasping force, the way that a bird's tendons would. As a result, a drone equipped with the device can clutch something strongly in just 20 milliseconds. Once the robot's feet are wrapped around a perch, its ankles lock, and an accelerometer, a device that measures changes in motion, detects the landing and triggers a balancing algorithm to stabilize it on the perch. Elsewhere, researchers at other institutions have also been working for years on giving drones the ability to land and hang on to something. For example, in 2019, researchers at Northeastern University unveiled a technology that allows a flying drone to hang upside down like a bat. Being able to land in various places helps drones to conserve energy that they would expend by having to remain airborne. That's really useful because the flight time of robotic aircrafts is limited by their battery power, and their battery power is in turn limited by the weight that the aircraft can carry. Today's episode is based on the article, Robotic Drones Can Now Fly, Stop, and Perch Just Like Birds, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.